Well, simply a magical moment tonight with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. We'll be back with her and the rest of your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Evelyn, before we go to calls, this group that you see and that your sources have told you about that are planning so many sinister things, they will happen over the 1,000 days in increments or all at one time?
In increments. It was in stages.
And they're devastating in some effects?
And it's more than just one society. It seems to be societies and lodges.
And again, all over the place.
All over the place. George, if I may, for those people who don't have a computer.
Yeah, there are some people out there who don't.
I'd like to give out my snail mail. If they will send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send them a copy of the Change Your Luck instructions. And if they would send it to Paglini, Paglini, at P.O. Box 57932, Sherman Oaks, California, 91413. And my phone numbers are 818-700-9345. Or 818-407-1951.
Excellent. Ready for some calls?
Oh, love it.
Let's go to Corona, California. First-time caller, Sean. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air with us. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, fantastic show, guys.
She's something.
Evelyn.
Hi, Sean.
Great to be able to talk to you tonight. Just listening to you talk, you've answered so many questions. I was kind of thrown into multidimensional photography quite by accident since last August. And in looking into the pictures, I see a lot of things which now seem to be things that are going to be happening in the future, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people imprisoned. And one thing that really was disturbing is a lot of women, and they were only women, seem to be lined up behind fences. A lot of them have astonished looks on their faces. And they seem to be lined up to be thrown into some kind of fire of some sort. Does that make any kind of sense at all?
Yes, it does. My feeling is that, again, this feeling of being tied up in knots, not being able to express themselves, not being able to flee. It's almost like a flight or flee kind of emotion, and that's what you're picking up, and it's on a mass basis.
Yes.
And the emotion of women would be heightened, and so therefore easier for your sensitivities to pick up.
I see.
I would keep a journal, sir. You're starting to get impressions of the future. That's called precognition and premonition.
Yes, I have. I've been keeping quite the journal, actually. Lack of sleep. they seem to wake me and get me going pretty much any time of the night, and I just start writing away. But I certainly see a lot of what you're seeing, and things aren't looking really, really good at this particular moment. But wow.
Well, in the white light.
Yes, the white light and all that is absolutely where I'm at and what I'm surrounded by. So I'm proud to be that part of the group.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Keep it up.
What do you think of keeping a journal?
If you keep a journal, sometimes your impressions, just like your dreams, will be disconnected and you can't interpret them. But when you start keeping a journal, all of a sudden it starts to come together. It's like a puzzle.
Okay, next up, let's go to Fremont, California, west of the Rockies. Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Evelyn. How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Hey, great. I just want to have a few coincidences. My grandmother, who passed away on July 4th of 2003, she had a lot of psychic abilities. Her name was also Evelyn. But I had a question. How do you suggest a person, like as yourself, get into the field to expand, but to do something like really positive where, you know, you get a spiritual gift for your service, which is like a gift from God that you are tapping to this awareness, you know? Because I'm helping a friend of mine currently kind of do something along those lines.
Well, to get into it is again, where is your foundation? Do you have a foundation in meditation and visualization? Have you gone to classes? Have you, you know, gone out and gotten books? Have you done the, not just the theory, but the practice of it? You have to immerse yourself into it.
Right, right. Yeah, I have done that. I've done quite a bit of meditation, and there's a Swami in Venice Beach who, I don't know if you ever met him, he's really intense. I've been to like a couple of his meditations.
He's a Swami, actually.
You know, okay. He's a Swami from India. And so I did like a lot of, like, I actually did two third eye meditations with him. And just from two meditations, I just went to like a different consciousness.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, like you mentioned the altered consciousness. I've been
altered state of consciousness.
What you mean.
Yeah, you went into an alpha state.
Yeah, I want to help other individuals such as you are and also understand more of the awareness myself and the abilities that are opening up, like the sixth sense, the, you know, and envisioning the futures. I'm having the same visions that you guys are. I actually saw visions of kind of like nuclear holocaust. I actually was watching I was watching the footage of the nukes today, and I was thinking, you know, if this happened in 1945, what would change that from happening now on a much larger scale? But it's like staying in the light. I focus on the light of things, you know?
Well, if you would check out on my website under educational material, there I have a series of classes there that will definitely teach you the basics, and then you can get into the introduction of ritual as well as into advanced mirror magic. And that's what I would suggest. If you want a foundation and you want to grow, my classes are pretty good.
Yes, they are. Austin, Texas, great town, east of the Rockies. Eric, hello there. Welcome to the program. Sure thing.
George, I've got a comment for you, first of all. I called you about 6 weeks ago and kind of asked to be on your prayer list because I was going through some situations that were pretty dire. And I wanted to let you know that things have started to turn around, and I really want to pay gratitude to you and all the other listeners.
You are so welcome, Eric. I'm glad it's working for you.
Eliseo Estrega, how you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Hey, you called me Estrega.
Yes, I did.
I am an Italian witch. I am from Tuscany.
I've listened to you quite a few times, and I even talked to you once before. I have a question for you in the fact that I've ran into a lot of aspects of shadow walkers and have done a lot of research here and there, but I've gotten different results as far as what one was, and I was curious as far as what your definition of a shadow walker is.
Well, in the occult, a shadow walker is like myself who can shapeshift, go into other beings and use them to influence or to gain a result.
Okay. All right. And so therefore also that you can also walk between dimensions and even also that as a shadow walker, we're tasked with preserving the divine balance. Then is that correct?
That is correct.
I got to figure it out then. Because the reason why
you're a shadow walker, you have to be interdimensionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're only going to go into the physical in order for you to accomplish a task.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only time where there may be some semblance of sight by others. Other than that, no.
So we see things that are not necessarily different, but we see things that other people do not see then.
That is correct. Your vibration has been raised. You're on a frequency that is higher. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, that's why it will appear to you and to no other.
I see. Okay. Well, that explains a heck of a lot then, if that's the case. So I really appreciate that then.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Still work with law enforcement, Evelyn, if they called on you?
Yes, on occasion.
Okay.
I have family in law enforcement in Chicago, and every once in a while I get rooked in.
That's got to be pretty sad when you solve those cases.
That's why I don't work on missing person cases, especially those of children. I can't handle it.
No, it's pretty emotional, isn't it? Tammy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on the wildcard line. Hi, Tammy.
Yes, hello. Dr. Evelyn, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Tammy.
How can you forget me? I used to bother you all the time a couple years ago, but you helped me so much. You helped me. You said you know something about me, but you're not going to tell me yet. This is your exact word. But you wanted me to do your tapes, but focus more on the meditation. Dr. Evelyn, I wish you would have told me that I was a medium and I'm not working for law enforcement.
Good for you.
You probably would have run in the other direction, and we need you. That's part of leveling the playing field, because you will bring all of your senses with you.
And I wanted to tell you, right now I'm investigating a triple homicide committed by the COs at a prison here in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And it's just, this isn't something that I asked for, you know, seeing these spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me sometimes because they'll just, they'll pop out of nowhere.
Do you work with law enforcement, Tammy, or did they call you?
I did one time with a teenager.
How'd that
work? Teenage boy. The guy, there's still not enough evidence yet to arrest him, but they know that he's the one responsible for giving him the drugs and the alcohol.
Yeah.
There's just not enough yet to get him. They still
hope they're watching.
They're not going to take the word of a medium. You know, they want more evidence, and just nobody's talking because they're afraid of this guy. He's a drug dealer.
Well, put a spotlight on him, honey. Do a ritual so that even if he doesn't get this one, he is exposed and caught on another.
Is it evil, Evelyn, if you do these rituals against someone who's a bad person?
No.
All right. So we get a special alert.
12 years ago, I got a call because of that.
What do you mean you got a call because of that? What happened?
When you want to seek knowledge, okay, in magic, sometimes it's because you want justification for a crime. And if you cannot get it through the courts, you can certainly get it on a magical level.
Good point. Let's go to California again. Marcella on the wild card line. Hello there. Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I have two questions.
Sure.
My first question, Evelyn, I would like to know, because I live out here in California, like in the Palm Springs area, and they're always saying about the big earthquake. I want to know, out here where I live in the desert, is there a possibility that it's going to flood out here, or that it's that the land is going to separate?
Where do you live?
Out here in Indio.
In Indio? I'm not getting a liquefaction at this time. I'm just not getting that, and I'm not getting a separation, no.
What do you mean by separation?
The earth separating or the liquefaction. I'm not getting that at this time at all. I feel it may be in the future, but not at this time, no.
Okay. And Marcella, what's your other question?
My other question is... I've also seen, like, a lot of things, like, you know, I think I've seen, like, ghosts and stuff. How do I know, I don't know if I have that power or not, but how would I know if I am psychic or not? Or if I have that, you know, ability to see things or...
Well, don't you know that right away, Evelyn, if you have it or not?
Well, sometimes you're baffled by the experience and you question or you doubt your senses. But if it continually happens, then what you should do is seek some advice, take some classes, nurture it, and again, keep a journal.
Okay, next up, we shall go to Carson City, Nevada. Tracy, welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air with us.
Hi, George. Hey. Hi, Evelyn. This is Tracy. I have just one question for Evelyn, and I will be brief. I'd like to get in a lot of other callers as well, but I'd like to first preface my question by saying, Evelyn, I'm very glad to hear you say over the airwaves that you do believe that good overcomes evil. I'm very thankful for that because I was highly concerned that just based on this broadcast, you're going to have a lot of listeners out there trying to practice various rituals for trying to get revenge because they're angry at someone or what have you. And I'm very glad to say that you believe that good overcomes evil. So I was thankful for that. My question is, on your psychic premonitions, visions, and what have you, of fire, destruction, earthquakes, and such, have you ever found cases where your premonitions were not wrong, but the outcome changed based on positive energy, positive thought processes, these people who were causing destruction, wreaking havoc, or whatever because of money, power, greed, or whatever they're perpetrating in the form of evil? Have you ever found that trying to communicate with them in one way or another, zeroing in on their conscience and getting them to find within their conscience that what they're doing is wrong. Therefore, then, when you were predicting, say, a fire, for example, the fire never did happen because by positive thinking, positive energies, convincing an evildoer that they're doing wrong, the outcome changed. So your premonition was not wrong or your vision was not wrong. You thought there was going to be a fire, and it actually was going to be, but then you were somehow able to change that. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, you are, and that's what we are talking about with mass consciousness as well as on an individual basis. You can eliminate, abort, prevent, or lessen the degree of something.
And change the outcome.
And change the outcome. Absolutely. Forewarned is forearmed, and therefore, if you can do something about it, do it.
Is it like time traveling when you change the outcome? You go back, you go forward, you fix it.
I would have to say yes, because you're sending out an energy, a force. Yes, definitely.
Mysticalblend.com. Get your snail mail out again. I'm getting emails, Evelyn, from people who need to get it down again.
Okay, it's Paglini, Paglini, at P.O. Box 57932.
I say Paglini because Art says Paglini.
Yeah, Sherman Oaks, California.
914-13. Super. Next up, let's go to Los Angeles. Andrew, take your question. You're up.
Evelyn, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Over the last 10, 11 months, on at least 6 to 7 occasions, I have had something knock on my vehicle, the front right part of my vehicle, both a car, a van, 3 times. This has happened mostly at night. On at least 2 occasions in the daytime.
You mean while you're driving?
No. Time while I was stopped. And one of those occasions, there was a witness who said, somebody's knocking on your vehicle, but there was nobody there.
That's
I'd like
weird.
To hear your take on that. What does that sound like to you? And by the way, this began approximately a month or so before my girlfriend had passed away. But I'd like to know what your impression is.
Well, the first thing I would have said, and I wish you hadn't mentioned it until later, yes, you are being called upon. Someone is trying to get your attention, possibly to give you a message.
Or a warning.
Or a warning. Mm-hmm. All right, and I would pay attention to it.
Okay.
Also, if I felt a negative rather than a positive coming from these knocks, then I would put a shield of protection around the car. I'd use an essential oil like shield of protection or rosemary or rose geranium. But my feeling is that there is a spirit trying to make itself known to you.
Absolutely. Well, stick around. We're going to come right back in just a moment with final phone calls with our guest tonight, Evelyn Paglini, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, on our next Coast to Coast program, Joshua P. Warren will be our special guest. And listen to this topic. He has just returned from Puerto Rico to report on his Chupacabra investigation. So he's going to update us about that and some of his own UFO research. Now, when we come right back, it'll be final phone calls with Evelyn Paglini on Coast to Coast AM. Evelyn, when you were 4 and you were learning this from your grandfather, did he teach you without any hesitation at all?
In the beginning, he didn't believe it was me. He was looking for a male. I went up to him, and I tugged on his coattails, and I spoke to him in several languages, one of which was the Aramaic, and told him it was me. And then from that point on, at 4, I was initiated, started learning how to read sand in my sandbox when I was 5, went through most of divination, and then into evocation and summation. But speaking of a knocking from a spirit, do me a favor, George.
Yeah, of course.
I want you to listen to the knocking that you're hearing. Your psychic abilities want to come out, and they will serve you well. So encourage them.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I'm listening to you, Evelyn. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we go. First-time caller. Joe, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Joe.
Going.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Evelyn,
yeah.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. Wow. My life has been real weird lately. My best friend passed away January 6th in a car accident.
Ah, sorry to hear that.
And it seems like my life has took a turn for somewhat the better in a way, like more positive since this has happened.
Well, he's become a spirit guide.
I don't know. And
do you feel his presence around him or any smell or anything associated with him?
Well, this is the thing. His wife, I'm real close with her now, and she says she needs me, and she says that, you know, she can't go on. I'm basically helping her out, and she don't talk to nobody. She don't open up about this, about nothing. I'm the only one she opens up to, and I don't know. We've had sex, and we've been real close. Do you think he's mad at me? Do you think he's... I don't mean any harm.
I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that at all. I feel that he is encouraging the situation. I feel that you two are very close, and I feel that it's almost like a brother.
Can people be harmed physically by the spirit world?
Yes, they can. Oh, yes, they can, very much so.
And you still say we can surround ourselves and protect ourselves from that.
Yes, you can, but depending on what's coming after you, then you may need some assistance. In other words, there are certain things that you can do on your own, and then you got to pull in the big guns.
Yep. You need help.
Yeah.
Let's go to Seneca, South Carolina. Don, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi, Don.
Hi, how are you?
Good, we're well.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
How are you? You sound...
I am a warrior of love.
A warrior of love?
Yeah.
Well, that's
I can't help it. But I have a problem, and I need some help.
All right, what?
I have a woman that is very jealous, insecure, vindictive, and evil that is on my tail, and she's really, really screwing up a lot of my credit, reputation.
Why, she's gone right after you?
She's all over the place, different states, but this woman is after me. She hates me. I really believe it's jealousy.
Does she know yours? Obviously, she does.
Well, my three sons were kidnapped from my ex-husband. I had order protection, and I left him because he was cheating on me with her,
right,
which was a gift because I wanted to go anyway. And then 2 years later, they got my kids, and I never knew where they were. It's been really a hard road. How do I...
All right, how about a little protection here?
Well, first of all, what I would do is a little mirror magic. I would do a reversal. In other words, what she's sending you, I would send her back in spades.
How do you do that?
Get a black female reverse image candle with reversible oil, consecrated in her first and last name, and then everything that has been sent to you, send it back to her.
What do you mean
it's
by
like a boomerang?
What do you mean by reversible oil? What's that?
That is, there are essential oils that either attract or repel. And what you're doing is you are taking it off of you and you are sending it back to the sender. And so that reversible oil will remove the negativity, that which has been coming upon her, blocking and stopping her, and it will be sent back to the sender. And so what she's done is she's put a shield of protection around her, and she's also giving the other person a little justification.
Exactly what that person sent out.
Right.
So you don't get blamed for it, really.
Oh, no. Actually, it's just really a reversal. In other words, what you don't send, you don't get, right?
San Diego,
you send love,
we go.
You'll get love. If you're sending harm, then what we're doing is we're putting up a reflection.
All
so
right.
That it just boomerangs back. And you're protected. It does not reach you. You're insulated by the mirror.
Let's go west of the Rockies. San Diego, where I'll be on Saturday. Hello, Kim.
Hey there, Evelyn and George. Nice to talk to you both. My issue, I have something, I mean, I'm sure everybody else has this going on in their life, but I have, feel like I have a gift, I've been given a gift, and I'm not sure where to go with it now. I was doing some other things for a while, but I'm sort of on another path, like, almost like this warrior path now myself, to probably like everybody else out there, but I'm trying to figure out how to get to where I'm supposed to get to, in a positive way.
Well, what do you mean?
You're though? Too general, honey. I'm not.
I'm sorry. Well, with basically the last 2 years, I've been going through some changes in my life. I was I worked in healthcare, and I got hurt at work, lifting a patient up, and I've been going through all that, and feel like the watcher kind of thing is sort of going on. I'm just feeling doing a lot of spiritual work, and I feel like I'm evolving into something. But as you were saying, like. As far as the witchcraft or the Wiccan, I'm a little afraid about what comes back to you from that. I mean, I've only seen myself as being a light worker.
Well, again, honey, you're putting a color to it.
Okay.
And there is no color. In other words, if your intent is good, if you want to help people, then what you're going to receive in return is the same.
Right.
So don't be afraid of it.
Yep.
It is a power that is natural within all of us. It's just that we have to take responsibility for our actions. We can't say somebody else made us do it. No, honey, it was in your mind to harm that person or to seek revenge. And you're
right.
Using the tools that we have been giving you in magic to seek and to extract that revenge. But you're not that kind of person.
No, I'm not.
Oh, so then, therefore, go for it. Because what you're going to be putting out is good. That's leveling the playing field. That's putting out the white light. That's putting out the balance, the healing energy.
Can you see that? I do find my place.
My feeling is that everything and anything that has to do with health and anything to do with alternative medicine is going to be right up your alley, including the meditation and the Wiccan philosophy.
Simply go for it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kansas.
She's got
first
the right
time
energy.
Caller.
She's got the right energy.
She sure does. Hello, Lori. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I listen to your program a lot, but what Evelyn was talking about tonight hit a chord with me because I was telling the person first. When I was younger, this is going back about 10 to 15 years ago, a psychic came up to me while I was at work, and she said, I need to talk to you. She goes, I feel pulled to talk to you because I feel a darkness around you, and you're going to never be happy with anything in your life until you get rid of this darkness. I thought nothing of it.
Well, that could have been a scam, too, so tell me the rest.
Well, I was just at work, you know. I was just working, and she came, and she said that there was a dark force around me that was keeping me, holding me back.
Did you know the psychic?
No, it was just a random woman.
She
that
just
came
showed up,
door.
walked yeah. into work. What kind of job did you have then?
I was working at a toy store outside of Boston, Massachusetts,
okay.
And she just randomly walked in and like seeked me out. I was over working with some toys and making a display, and when she said that to me, I was kind of taken back, and she goes, and then she, I don't remember the woman's name, she'd given me her card, and I had thought about contacting her, but then I was like, you know, maybe she's just trying to drum up business.
All right, but there's a lesson here. What happened to you?
Well, then a few years later, I'm out in Kansas, well, 8 years later, I'm out in Kansas or so, and a friend of mine that's Wiccan and also someone that deals with tarot cards said the same thing to me. So now I'm kind of more curious about if there is some type of dark force, what can be done about it.
All right, if there is, it hasn't hit you yet, has it?
No, there's been a lot of things in my life that have happened that has made me miserable, and I've kind of looked at it as, you know, it's just life's events. I've lost, in 1 year, I lost four of the closest people to me.
Yeah, that's not good.
And one of them was just out of the blue. They found she had passed out, and that's when they found the cancer, even though she'd been to many doctors and everything.
All right, Evelyn, would she qualify for changing her luck or her life?
Definitely, but let me tell you something. The first one was a scam. The energy is there, and I'm sticking with it. The second one is not.
Okay.
So give her some tips.
Tips?
Go to the website.
Go to the website and do a cleansing on yourself. It's not a psychic self-defense. It is a cleansing. You have been in a negative cycle. All right, and just do a little bit of cleansing, and then whatever is your priority, whether it's love or money or health, then you would be able to do that ritual, because it's almost like you don't want to put on a new dress before you take a shower.
And the fact that nothing's happened to her yet?
Nothing's happened to her yet, because the first one was a scam. The second one is the one that I would be a little bit more concerned about. She may have somebody around her that has some jealousy and wishes her ill will or harm. And that's why the cleansing will take care of that. The shield of protection, okay, will also insulate, put down the white light of God. The only thing that will be allowed to come in and penetrate, which comes from goodness, God, and love. Let's All go. Else will be repelled.
Hartford, Connecticut, we go east of the Rockies. Hello, Diana.
Hi. First of all, brightest blessings to you both.
Thank you.
This is an honor, George and Evelyn. I have a quick question, though. Earlier you mentioned the weather patterns, storms coming up the East Coast.
Yes.
This year. Now, last time you were on, I'm a devout listener, George.
Yes, you are.
you mentioned that because I'm in Hartford, Connecticut, but I'm very near the Berkshires, you know, the New York, Massachusetts area. You mentioned last time that would be a safer area to live in. Do you still feel that way?
Certain parts of it, yes, but this last one that I saw, it went inward. It really, I mean, it came up the coast, but it really extended inward. It was not just the coastal.
Which is unusual.
Yeah. That's why it was so massive, and it had so many states involved. And I went, look at this sucker, right up the goddamn from Florida straight up, and she pulled in. And it was just very devastating.
As I've always told people, you can't just move. You can't just pick up and go somewhere.
No, you got to get prepared.
Sometimes you're stuck.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Cindy in Utah, welcome to the program. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Evelyn. Hello.
Fine.
I just wanted to say that whatever Magdalene says, believe her. I wanted to comment on your forewarnings about all the fires in California.
Yes.
And you said they were going to keep going straight on, clear through October, Thanksgiving, and they just went on and on and on. And you said most of them would be set. And I'm just wondering, do you think that some of these people that were involved in setting these fires were caught or will somehow have to repay for this?
Oh, very definitely. You're talking about a karmic deck. Absolutely. But what I was getting, and I'm getting it again, is it is a plot. There is a group of individuals that have an agenda. That's why I'm calling it arsonist. It's not one crazed person who decides to burn a place.
It's organized, isn't
it? It's organized.
All right, thanks for that. A couple more calls, and then we are out of time. We'll go to Dallas, Texas. Hugh, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi, Hugh.
Hi, George. How's it going, man?
Great.
Good. I had a couple of questions. First question real quick. George, about 2 weeks ago, I believe, you had Major Ed Dames on your show.
Yes.
And Evelyn, he made a list of predictions, and the one I wanted to ask you about was, he believed that within 5 years, there would be a solar kill shot, as he called it. And it was basically the sun was going to shoot solar flares at the Earth. Yes, big ones that would knock out satellites and kill a bunch of people. And I was just curious if you also...
I see something very similar, because I'm calling for a heat wave this year and next year that is going to kill a lot of people and cause an awful lot of problems and power outages and blackouts.
Next year?
This year and next year. This summer and next year. It's okay. A back-to-back one. But what I'm getting in the next 5 years is an enormous heating up of Earth. I just am not getting a kill shot. I'm not getting that. I may later, but... at this moment, sir, no.
Okay. And your second question, Hugh?
My second question was, you were talking about secret societies.
Yes.
And I was just curious, Are the Skull and Bones one of those societies that you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
It's always the Skull and Bones, isn't it?
That's not only. Yeah, always, but not only.
Next up, Terry in Salt Lake City. Take it away, Terry.
Yes. Hi. Good evening, George.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Sure thing.
Miss Evelyn, I have a quick question. A caller a few moments ago called up and was talking about he heard a tapping on his car.
Mm-hmm.
And within the last couple of years, prior to that, I was a big skeptic and atheist and science nuts and bolts. And the last couple of years, I've had a lot of, really, really just inundated and overwhelmed in psychic and strange paranormal phenomena. And I started out with the tapping on my car, and so I tapped out the first little riff of Under Pressure, dun 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 dun, dun, and it responded with the second part. And anyway, I was wondering, feeling like all of these entities were around me, I was wondering if there was a way to determine, their intent, whether they were good or bad. Sometimes they don't necessarily feel bad, but they feel mischievous or...
And that's just exactly what they may be.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you test them, see what they want from you, see if they are requesting of you.
Yeah. So, well,
and also put a timeline. In other words, if they become too often, then say only on Thursdays between 9 and 10 o'clock.
I have noticed that it seems to be worse.
Take control.
Weekends.
Yeah, take control. Set up parameters.
Well, and also, I guess my question would be, this will sound strange. One time, it felt like this one that doesn't seem evil, he doesn't seem good, but he's almost like I've worked out a form of communication almost, and he's almost like told me the future a couple times, and it's absolutely come correct. But on this one occasion, it felt like he jumped from my car, this sounds strange, and into my leg, and I felt it go up my body into the back of my neck. And then it kind of never went away, but I don't know. I know that sounds really bizarre.
No, it does not. Remember, they want to feel, and that is the physical plane of existence. And so, yes, absolutely.
Sounds like a perfect case of possession, Evelyn.
Not complete possession, but certainly tapping in.
Indeed, indeed. We are out of time. It's about time you came back, Evelyn. We missed you.
My pleasure, George.
We'll do it again.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Dr. Evelyn Paglini, your website, mysticalblend.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.